The WLEW News and Public Affairs Department now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. Our guest today in the studio is Danielle McKimmy. She is the Community Outreach Coordinator at Thumb Industries. We're going to be talking about an upcoming fundraiser and some of the things coming up at the thrift shop and at Thumb Industries. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Craig. Good morning.
Good morning. I guess the first thing we should talk about is you've got a kind of a Halloween type of themed event coming up, a fundraiser for Thumb Industries.
Yes, we do. We have our second annual fall fundraiser on October 28th at the Ubley Fox Hunters Club. It's actually called Spirits and Spirits, and we're looking to have some adult Halloween fun.
And it is Don't Bring the Kids. It's a grown-up event, not, you know, sleazy or anything, but I mean, it's for adults.
And correct.
You're not looking to have kids scampering around and causing
nope.
a commotion. It's to have a nice adult time out. Get away, break from the kids. You're
going
to have enough of them 2 days later at Halloween.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Adult event, 18 and older.
And it is a costumed event?
It is a costume event. We will actually be giving away prizes to the best dressed couple with the best costume, as well as the best dressed individual. So get creative and get your costumes.
Creative. I see the 28th is a Saturday.
Yes, sir, it is.
So it's a good way to celebrate a Saturday night. Now, it's Spirits and Spirits, but you need to bring your own spirits if you're going to imbibe at this event.
Correct. It is a BYOB event. We will be serving a catered dinner, though.
So you will get the food, but if you want some refreshments with it that are not non-alcoholic, you have to bring your own.
Correct.
Okay. Any idea on the costumes, what you're looking for? Because they can get kind of risque. Are you looking for more demure, like Beauty and the Beast type of, you know, formal costuming or anything like that?
Get creative. Definitely get yourself out there. You know, there's lots of...
I get scared when you call it adult.
Yeah, well...
If you know what I mean. People tend to take things a little too far sometimes.
A little too literally, correct. Yeah, no,
you're looking for some good, clean fun and some laughs and that type of thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, you want to go ahead and get dressed up, be Superman or Wonder Woman. You know, you want to get creative with some makeup and so on, and... You can visit the store, our thrift store, to see if you
can find parts for your costume there.
I mean, absolutely.
There are people who donate some vintage type clothing that may just work for whatever you're doing.
Yes, and we do actually have a whole section right now devoted strictly to Halloween costumes. So we've got anywhere from princesses and knights to Easter bunnies and superheroes.
And they range from the little ones who have the little bag going trick-or-treat all the way on up to some adult sizes. But I'm sure you're not, you don't get, you know, run out and order another shipment of them. What you have is what you have.
Oh, obviously.
First come, first serve.
All of our costumes are obviously donations that we receive in, but they range in sizes from infants to adults.
So it's like, honey, you've gone as a hobo 5 years in a row. Get rid of that costume, and you get it.
Correct. Yes, sir.
And he's like, I didn't go as a hobo. I just dressed up. But anyway, this is at Ubley Fox Hunters. And the tickets, there's obviously a limited number because you can only fit so many people and so many events into the Ubley Fox Hunters square footage.
Yes, yes.
So they need to pony up an RSVP as quickly as they can to make sure they have enough spots.
Correct. Tickets are selling fast. They are available and on sale now. You can purchase tickets at our thrift store location, at our main facility on Sand Beach Road, as well as online at thumbindustries.com.
Okay, and basically they stop out and pick them up and start planning what they're going to wear.
Absolutely. Tickets are $25 a person. And like I said, that includes your catered dinner.
And there are going to be prizes for costumes, as I understand it.
Prizes for costumes. We've got lots of other fun things planned for the evening of the event. We're actually bringing in a psychic, Adriana Lesniak of Mystic Connections. She will be doing...
Psychic, not psycho.
Yes, psychic, psychic, for sure. So she will be doing readings, and then we're actually going to be having some fun with some horror movie trivia, and there will be some prizes awarded for that, and DJ Dave LeMaster is going to play us some tunes.
The horror movie, are you talking more modern horror, or are we talking, you know, my genre of the black and white classics?
Anywhere from Alfred Hitchcock to today.
Okay, because when I think of horror, I think of black and white, you know.
Oh, yeah, and there were a lot of good ones.
Bela Lugosi and Dracula and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. No, we're basically talking classics and a lot of the cult classics from recently.
Okay. And this is the second one, you said? You've done this again?
Well, we did have a fall fundraiser last year. We did a little bit of a different theme. This year we decided to go Halloween.
Oh, so you can see how it works out. If it becomes a favorite, it may become an annual event this way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We know adults like to enjoy Halloween as much as kids do. So
That's become kind of a fad around the country. I mean, when I grew up, your parents stayed at home and gave out candy, and no one ever thought of dressing up to go out as an adult. That's all changed. I don't know if we kids grew up and never outgrew it, but that's a whole new industry now today, practically.
It really is. A lot of adults are dressing up, going to work, you know, going out to parties afterwards. So we wanted to let our community have a little bit of fun with that, and hopefully help raise some funds for Thumb Industries too.
Okay, now Thumb Industries, it's a local organization. It basically helps people with some, I don't want to say it improperly, they have special needs, they have challenges in their lives, and you help supply them with purpose and work and all the things that everybody else takes for granted.
We do. We have a large program that offers individuals with vocational disabilities as well as barriers to employment be able to gain work skills and on-the-job training through our thrift store, through our manufacturing facility that we have, as well as through our lawn maintenance that we do and our janitorial crews as well.
Do you find that families and parents and such sometimes get surprised as to how much these people with some special needs can do? I mean, you know, you kind of shield and protect kids all your life. That's what parents do. And then when you get into a workplace environment, your job is to try and stretch to see just how much anyone can do.
Absolutely. We want to find out what their capabilities are, and we want to help them reach their maximum potential as well as be able to go out and join the community and the workforce.
Because everybody, when you get to your maximum potential, finds gratification in that. It's something of pride.
Yeah, absolutely. And all of our consumers take pride in what they do every day.
And they work not only at the thrift store, but they work at Thumb Industries. They do... Do you have contracts with some businesses to do some smaller projects that they need?
We do. We have manufacturing contracts through various businesses located throughout the Thumb area where we help them with things that may not fit into their workflow at a manufacturing facility that, you know, we can be able to train our individuals to do these jobs and to help these large manufacturing businesses out. And like I said, we do also have, you know, lawn maintenance crews that go out from our main facility, as well as janitorial services that go out from there.
And you also have the recycling program. That's a biggie that Thumb Industries kind of stepped up to and is helping the community with a good place to recycle things.
Absolutely. Last year, we were able to keep 1.2 million pounds of recyclable materials out of landfills. So that was a pretty big feat for us, and we're excited.
Well, I'd have arms like a bodybuilder if I started moving 1 million pounds of stuff around or whatever, but the people do this, and they spread the work out, and it all gets done.
Absolutely, and I know we're very excited with our recycling program. We've actually are going to have the opportunity to expand our recycling program as well to new communities outside of the Bad Axe area.
So you, I understand eventually down the road you're going to have like trailers in certain places that they can drop off recyclables, and you'll come around, pick them up, and they get recycled at the center.
Correct. Through a grant that we received in June through the DEQ, we received almost $40,000 to be able to purchase additional as well as new equipment to expand our recycling efforts. We're looking to expand our recycling efforts in three new communities: Port Austin, Caseville, and Harbor Beach.
And you're just going to each end of the county, aren't you?
Absolutely.
North, south, east, and west. You got Bad Axe in the middle.
Absolutely. So we'll be doing some public education to those several new communities to let them know recyclable items that we do accept, as well as where they'll be able to drop off those items, where the trailer will be located. And then, you know, from there, we'll be picking up the trailers and bringing them to our main facility here in Bad Axe for processing.
Now, you used to have, and I don't know if it still does anymore, you used to have pickup at some businesses that were large contributors to recycling and a lot of paper products or whatever. There was a little fee to come pick it up because everything costs gas and everything else, but you still have that going as well? If you have a business out there that generates a lot of recycling, you could get some sort of pickup?
We do. We currently service 45 businesses throughout the Greater Thumb area. For a small nominal fee, we can pick up based on whatever your needs may be, whether that be once a week, bi-weekly, once a month. So, you know, if you're interested, you could always give us a call. We can come out and see what might work best for your business.
And a lot of this stuff that's collected is basically sorted, bundled, and then goes to a center that actually makes it into something else.
Correct.
I mean, we haven't gotten to that part yet where we're manufacturing from the recyclables we collect, but at least they're not going into a landfill to pile up, and they are going to a place where they will make other things out of them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Currently, we accept all paper products as well as cardboard. Plastics numbers 1 and 2,
because there's different formulations, and
they need to, and
you get too many different ones, and you got to separate them. That becomes a whole new job for somebody, and you can't always find the little triangle with the number in it to figure out what it is.
And generally, the number ones and number twos are your standard water bottles, your milk jugs, your laundry containers, and those sort of things. All recyclable plastic is easily identifiable, like you said, with the triangle. Usually located somewhere on the container with the correct number that would be inside. And we do also accept tin and aluminum.
Rinse them out, though. If it's like a bleach bottle, rinse them out. You don't want anybody, you know, getting burned or anything.
Yes, absolutely. So we always ask if you can, you know, we're looking for clean, recyclable material. If you can rinse it out for us, that would be great.
Cans as well,
because yes.
you don't need bits of pork and beans inside the cans you're getting. It just attracts vermin, and there's not enough air freshener to keep a place clean smelling if you have that type of problem.
Correct.
Okay. But you applied for a grant so you can expand to different areas with the trailers. So that is something that Thumb Industries is growing with.
Absolutely. With this particular grant, we're looking to increase the amount of recyclable material that we're bringing in with a goal of about 25%. We're also currently talking with other businesses in the area to hopefully get some additional partnerships going to be able to bring in, again, additional materials to help keep those items out of the landfill.
Okay, now the thrift store, that's expanded. It's at its newest location. It moved a couple of years back, but it's up there at the north end of town. Understood you had a pretty good year.
Well, we've actually had a great year. Sue and her team, Sue Langley, our store manager, and Diane Brown, the assistant manager, they've actually, this past fiscal year, had their best year yet. So it's very, very exciting, and we're very pleased.
And you're benefiting from the fact that a lot of kids today take pride in having secondhand clothing.
We sure are.
Used to be you had to have the designer things, and you almost wore it with the price tags on it because you had to know it was real and it was yours. But nowadays, kids are really going for the secondhand clothing.
Yes, it's a trend that we hope continues.
Well, and it's kind of an adventure. Mm-hmm. If you go to a store, there's a whole rack of the same clothes in different sizes where you have to hunt and search for something you like, you know, when you may only have one size of one type of clothing there because that's all that was donated. I mean, it makes it more of an adventure for the kids, I think.
It really does. You never know. You might find a hidden gem.
Well, hopefully you guys check the pockets first. Don't need to find any hidden gems in there. But I understand you got a psychic coming to the thing again, so there's going to be other activities as well. Are you having anything like a silent auction or anything like that, or is it just basically the event?
For the most part, we're looking to have a, you know,
just a socializing evening.
To have a socializing, you know, be able to socialize, be able to dance, have some dinner.
You have a DJ, so you will be dancing.
Yes, have some
Make
dinner.
Make sure your costume isn't so tight that if you have to do a plunge, it's not embarrassing.
Absolutely. So, and obviously bring your own spirits along with you if you care to indulge in those. But
his name is Jack, and his name
is... Yeah, no, and absolutely, and we're going to have a lot of fun activities there as well. You know, we're not going to be
doing... It's the fall season. It's kind of a good time for people to find something to do when it's a little chilly on the evening. Can't sit out on your porch anymore, but you can still have fun.
Yeah, go out and have a good time. We are going to have a photo booth so you can take some pictures.
Oh, so you have a memento going back as to what you came as.
Exactly. So we're going to have a photo booth. We're going to have some guessing games. We're going to have the trivia as well. So little prizes here and there throughout the evening just to kind of keep you entertained. And like I said, we're just really looking to... You know, give people something fun to do. Get dressed up, go out, and have a great time.
Promotion to who's catering it?
Diane Baumering will be doing our catering. So we want to, you know, obviously thank her. She's very good to us.
Well, and then after the evening's done, you'll total up what your expenses were and find out just how much you raised. Any idea, is it earmarked for anything, or does it just go to like a general fund, because you get a lot of money from different sources in state and federal government and such, and a lot of those are earmarked for certain things. You can only spend them on that, but sometimes you see cracks, things that could be covered, and these can't do it by law.
Correct.
So these funds that you have that are, you know, free and open, you can use to fill some of those voids and keep the program going as it should.
Absolutely. I mean, our fundraisers help us to be able to keep our staff up to date on policies and regulations that are going on within the community of those with disabilities. They also help us be able to train staff as well as, you know, add initiatives for new programs to continue
just
to do
little
what we
things
do.
Like if you have a little bit of a you know, little snack or something, you know, just before Christmas or something, a little, you know, you can't take it out of this fund because that's not what it's earmarked for. You can't take it out of this fund, it's not earmarked, but you have these discretionary funds that can do little things like that that just make the experience better.
Correct. Absolutely.
Okay. Now, this is a fundraiser. You have others during the year, I understand. You have your camel races.
We have our camel races.
Coming back again next spring?
First Saturday in March, March 3rd. I believe this is our 7th, if I'm not mistaken, annual camel races that we will have coming up in March. So look forward to that.
And you have this, you've had info from the last camel races and such online on your Facebook page and such. So if people are interested, just scroll back through the posts and the things, and you'll see what we're talking about.
Absolutely. We've got a lot of pictures posted on our Facebook page. We also have pictures, press releases, and so on that are on our website as well.
Well, terrific. How many consumers do you help right now? Do you have a kind of a number, or does it vary just so much from month to month?
For the most part right now, we have just over 100 consumers right now,
consumers.
I believe.
Mm-hmm. And do you pull from beyond Huron County, or is this something that's kind of regionalized and other counties have their own?
A lot of what we do here in our facilities located in Bad Axe service those that are in Huron County, but we do also have services for transitional students as well as employment services for those with barriers to employment in Sanilac County.
And how do people get involved in the program? Is it a referral? Do you get it from the school? Do you get it from your doctor? I mean, obviously, you have to know, first of all, that the person meets the criteria of the special needs you're trying to address. You need to know that they have the capabilities to do some of the work you'd like them to do so they can succeed and not feel bad about it. So is there a procedure for that? If people have someone who's coming up and they're going to be too old for the learning center or other places and just don't want to have to sit around all day at home with nothing to do?
There are. With our transitional students, anyone who may be interested in looking at getting additional services and so on for high school transitional students would apply through the Michigan Rehabilitation Services, or MRS.
And I'm sure if you contact Thumb Industries, they can explain to you what you need to do to get your ducks in line.
Absolutely.
Not your camels in line, your ducks in line.
But obviously, we work closely with MRS, Michigan Rehabilitation Services, as well as here in Behavioral Health. They have a lot of consumers that we get through that way as well.
And I assume there'll be an assessment as to their physical capabilities, what they can, you know, do in certain jobs, so they're placed in a position where they can succeed.
Absolutely. We do a range of services. With our high school students, we do anything from they're able to job shadow to see what it is that they might be interested in doing, do summer work experience programs. With the adults, we do community-based assessments to see what their work skill is, what their work level might be, again, to be able to look at what their interests might be, what they might want to do in the community, what they could do at our facility, and so on. We offer work adjustment programs, too, to help people kind of get in there, as well as job coaching services. So once someone was placed on the job within the community, maybe they needed some additional training and some additional help to help understand what those skills are that they need to be successful in their job.
Is a school counselor a good place to start as they're getting close to the end? They would know what's available. They would be in, because a lot of times you just don't know where to start, but they would know what programs are available and would have a little bit of, our schools are fairly small compared to some of the big city ones. A lot of people know what's going on, but the squeaky wheel gets the grease and you need to ask.
Absolutely. You can ask your school counselor, as well as, teachers. We work closely with a lot of teachers in the schools as well. So with any of those special education teachers, they're generally very familiar with our programs and how we've helped students in the past and how we can help current students.
Do you start at the legal age of 18, or do you have some people who start in school, maybe after school, getting into it?
With the transition students, students that are between the ages of 15 and 18, not ready to exit school as of yet, with those particular students, those are where we do more of our experiences and so on. So the job shadow experiences, mm-hmm. as well as the summer work experiences, to kind of help them gauge where it is that they may want to be when they make that transition from school into their adult life.
And when you say job shadow, is it job shadowing through what you have at Thumb Industries, or are you talking about there are businesses in the community and such that volunteer and allow people to come in and job shadow and see what the young people like?
We partner with many businesses throughout our community to be able to take our students in, as well as our adults, to be able to let them do that work experience there or be able to shadow to see what it is that they do. So, we go out, talk with business owners within the community. Can we bring someone in? You know, they're really interested in how your business works, or, you know, would like to get some more experience or learn what it is that you actually do in your business.
Is the end goal for you in Thumb Industries is that the people come into Thumb Industries, they learn, and then they get a job in the private sector or maybe a government sector job, depending on what, you know, if it's janitorial or such. But is the whole idea that they're out in the regular workforce, that you're trying to reach that goal? It may not work for everyone, but is that kind of the goal?
Community placement is our number one goal. Absolutely. Again, like you said, while that may not work for everyone, that is the primary and most positive outcome that we have for anyone who comes through our facilities.
And that's how you have openings and such to bring in more people, because you only have so many jobs.
Correct.
You know, locally at Thumb Industries. So as one opens up, is there like a waiting list, or do you find that you usually can find something for somebody when they try to get into the system?
You know, we usually are able to, we've never really experienced a problem where if we have a referral, we don't have something for them to do. With the different facets of business that we have, we always have openings and we always have things that we do, and we're continuing to grow and expand and pick up more businesses, pick up more jobs. Our thrift store is getting busier. Our recycling's expanding. So we're continually growing to be able to meet those needs of the growing population coming into us.
Does your focus change through the years? I mean, I've talked to people like at Michigan Works, and, you know, at one point it's, you know, jobs, 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 and then the next time it's training for better jobs. I mean, so as you have you found that your basic philosophy has pretty much been standard through the whole time?
Pretty much since the beginning, our philosophy has pretty much stayed the same. You know, we're looking to train those individuals to become a successful part of the community in the best way that they know how. So that's pretty much always been our primary focus.
And the goal is get them into the private sector, a job with a regular manufacturer or a regular business, and even more so that they can be proud of that they've just got a regular job like everybody else.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, you know, I guess we always put it as...
We take it for granted.
Correct.
They don't.
No.
They look at it, and I think a lot of times they don't realize how many skills they really do have. And you folks are the ones to help bring it out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We want our consumers to know that they are the community as well. They are a big part of the community.
Excellent. Well, I wish you well. Again, Spirits and Spirits Costume Ball is coming up when?
October 28th. Doors open at 5:30. Dinner served at 6.
Limited seating because it is a venue and you need room for dancing and such like that. You just can't pack them in like sardines. So get your tickets early. They're available at the thrift store, Thumb Industries regular office and such. So just stop in and you can get yourself tickets and then decide what you're going to wear when you get into the costume.
Get creative. And you can also buy your tickets online at thumbindustries.com.
And again, we mentioned as well, you have a Facebook page. It's a good place to see pictures and such of past events like the camel races and such that are coming up. You might find that to be fun in the spring.
Absolutely. And we have more information on our Facebook page about the Spirits and Spirits Costume Ball coming up. So you can go ahead and click that you're attending the event and continue to receive information about what's going on.
Well, thanks for all the good work you do. I mean, I don't know that I'd ever be a good fit. I don't have patience like a saint, but there you do find people who are that way, and I praise you for it.
Love what I do. It's something different every day.
Our guest today on the program, Danielle McKimmy. She is the Community Outreach Coordinator for Thumb Industries. Again, you can go online, Facebook, or just search them out in their regular page. Find out what they're all about. If you have a family member with some special needs, people who are challenged in some ways, they may be able to help you. They'll help you through the process to find out if they qualify and are eligible for the program. Take advantage of it. It's available in the community, and it's a wonderful program for the families who see their loved ones transform.
Thank you so much, Craig, and we hope to see you all there.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.